are.
Here at TR, here is W4NWB. Good afternoon, Tom.
WB, this is 0TR. Good afternoon. Oh, how are you doing today? And give me your name again.
Radio Oscar Bravo Bravo India Echo. Just got out of the salt mine, headed home. How you doing?
Oh, it's happy to have to work for a living. Oh, we're doing fine. I had to go down and pick up a prescription, unfortunately, at rush hour. And we're just headed home out here. I come clear back to Highway 14 to avoid Highway 101 because they put a stupid stop sign in down there that backs the traffic up for miles since they built that new O'Neill addition out there with about 400 houses.
Yeah, a lot of that going on all over the place here. I go to Boiling Springs every once in a while, and you go through there, even on the back roads, and man, there are just some huge subdivisions back there, just elbow to elbow all over the place.
Unfortunately, it's not like Kansas, and you can't hope for one tornado to take it all out. That's shame on me.
Yeah, but I can see where you're coming from.
Honestly, if they had a fire down there, you could take out the whole division. There's room enough for a condenser between the houses for your air conditioning system, and that's it.
That's very true. I grew up in the country. My hometown is Travelers Rest up here, and I like your call for that reason, therefore, but... Yeah, I'm used to being out in the country and having a little bit of elbow room, and I live in Inman down here just below Steve and KN4VWBA, and I've got woods all around. Even though I'm only 2 miles from downtown Inman, it's nice because it's quiet and yet it's still convenient, but I just could not live that way.
Yeah, that makes two of us, Robbie. Well, one good thing where we're at, we got an acre and a quarter, and we're just east of the highway, and we can't see it. And, you know, I can still go out in the backyard and shoot if I want to. And so it's like having our own little farm. And we got chickens, and we got good neighbors. It's a real nice place to live, and especially for us old folks. We're retired, and I'm 72, and I just don't want to put up with that stuff. But when we moved there, where those houses are at now, it was pasture and had cattle and horses in it. And that was just 10 years ago. I don't know how they build those houses. Well, I do, too. They build them on a slab, and then they're over $200,000 a piece. Amazing.
I understand where you're coming from. I felt the same way, too. I moved up here this month. As a matter of fact, as of tomorrow, I have been up here 6 years. And we came from Pattersville, and it was like that down there. Everything was growing so fast. And we were in a subdivision on the very back end of a dead end on a circle and on a cul-de-sac, I guess you could say, sort of. But it was a circle. And, man, they were just building stuff all around us. And the main road down there, 153, was just getting more and more crowded. And I can't remember if Walmart had gotten there yet or not, but, man, it just exploded right after that. So we decided to find somewhere a little bit further out. And we had grandkids. Our first granddaughter was on the way, so we decided to move a little closer to them. They live in Greer. So we moved up here, and it's been nice. I enjoy it up here. It's a nice place to live, and I'm like you. I'm thankful for good neighbors as well.
Yeah, I can walk over to my neighbors and just walk in without even knocking if I wanted to. And they always tell me that, your family. So that's the way it was back in Kansas. And up until we got ready to move out of there, we'd been there 62 and a half years, and it started getting rough in that neighborhood. So we were glad to move out of it. And Bernice, she was born on a farm, So we could go to the farm any night of the week, and gosh, I could go hunting and fishing within 15 minutes, and it was beautiful in that respect, but the neighborhood was getting kind of druggy, if you know what I mean, because there was a lot of rental properties. But, yeah, it's a wonderful place to live down here. The people are wonderful. But we moved down here to be by the grandkids also. They live in Greer, but they're still 14 miles south of us. Heck, back in Kansas, that'd be like going to another town.
I grew up on 5 acres where I was, and it was family land all the way around. So if you put it all together between my three great uncles and my two great aunts, we had about, gosh, I don't know, it was over 20 acres, probably close to 30. And Mom had 5, and so I was used to playing in the woods and going to the creek and things like that. And my lot here is about the same size as yours, Tom. It's 1.2 acres, and most of it's wooded. And that sure does cut down on my mowing time. It only takes me about 30 minutes to cut what grass I have, and very little weed eating. I weed eat about once a month and knock off the edges of the driveway and stuff. That's about it. So that's kind of nice too. But yeah, it's good to be able to get out and get somewhere quickly and not have to go a long ways. Even my commute to work is about, it's less than 10 miles, just a tad less than 10 miles. So that's a nice benefit too. W4NWB.
Yeah, Robbie. Well, I know Steve's got a nice place. I haven't been up there yet, but the way he describes it, it's great. I met a guy at the trash dump there yesterday, and he had 500 acres up by Bourbon Creek. Now, I don't know where that's at, but, boy, that sounded inviting. I'd hate to think what 500 acres down here cost you right now. But, yeah, we got 1.2, exactly as you. I call it 1 1/4. And, I guess we got about 10,000 square feet to mow. It takes me about an hour to an hour and a half. And it's real easy to mow. Bernice does the weed eating. But out back, we got a little chicken pen and got about, 12 chickens, something like that, 12 or 14. And they're like pets. And my neighbor right next door, he's got a swimming pool if I wanted it, but I don't. But it's a good area. It really is. And we're very thankful to have it. Everything's 5 miles. When we go to Wade Hampton, it's 5 miles, and everything's available. And that's really nice. If we go to the kids, it's just 14 miles straight down Buncombe. There's a hospital down there 6 miles from us. So roof over your head and food to eat. And what more could you ask for, Robbie?
It's been good to us. I'm thankful to you. Even in the midst of all this COVID mess, I was able to telecommute for a couple of months and hadn't missed a paycheck. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And just the fact that we still can make ends meet. And food and a place to stay and clothes to put on our back, that's good enough for me. I'm very thankful. You said you were talking about the chickens. Me and my wife have talked about it a few times, about maybe getting a couple of chickens, but don't know if I'd have, I know they're pretty low maintenance, but I don't know if I'd have time to deal with them or not. It'd be nice to have the fresh eggs at least.
Well, you know, I got it set up, feeding them, I can feed them every 3 days if I want to, but I generally top it off every day, but I'm retired. Then the water, I got it set up with quick connect couplers, and you buy a 5-gallon bucket and you put these little cups on the side of it that have floats in it. And there's about 5 cups there, and they automatically fill themselves. And I just turn the hose on of a morning so that it gets cool water, and then I drain that hose out to make sure there ain't a bunch of hot water the next time. And that's about it. Go gather the eggs once a day. I got motion lights out there by it for varmints. I got two fans, one on each of them, just little old cheap $20 fans. And I put them on a little cheap Harbor Freight timer. And, guys, we got three gardens here. They're small, with tomatoes and okra and peppers and stuff like that. And we tinker in that. But just really a fine lifestyle. And we got a Generac on the house now and have had for 4 or 5 years. And so if there's a power outage, that takes care of that. So we're pretty well set, Robbie, I think. Well, we're home, sitting in the drive. You have to stop by someday and see the chicken layout when this COVID stuff gets gone. 73's Robbie. This is N0TR, clear on your final.
Fine business, Tom. Well, appreciate the information on the chickens. I would definitely like to come by and see your setup one of these days. And surely I think this stuff will be disappearing mysteriously here very soon, if you understand what I'm saying. Enjoyed it. Thanks thanks for the conversation. I'm almost home. I'm within a couple of miles here. So 73 and have a good evening, and we hope to catch you again later. N0TR, W4NWB, clear.